312-981-7200 is the phone number, and Esmeralda has joined me in Studio D. Welcome to Studio D again.
Oh, thank you. It's quite an honor.
And look, if you can understand and believe, look at this. Can you? It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Just dandy.
Did he show up because we clapped enough?
Right. That's what it was.
Tinkerbell.
Like Tinkerbell. That's right. How are you, Skip?
I've heard worse comparisons, Esmeralda, so I'll take it.
But that's a good one.
That's right. I've heard worse, absolutely.
Yeah. Unless you're talking about the movie Hook and Julia Roberts, but outside of that, are you breaking things, Esmeralda?
It's just crooked. Even more crooked.
Come into Studio D and start busting stuff? What?
If I remember correctly, hearing you guys on the sub, because we've got you routed through the sub,
right.
She did that last week.
Yeah. Busted everything up. Came in here, started busting everything up. She's nuts.
I was angry and I wasn't going to take it.
That's right. She's not going to take it anymore. She's mad as hell. Not going to take it anymore. Hey, that's
go.
A movie quote right
how
there.
About that?
How about that? All right. Skip, how are you?
I'm great. How about you guys?
You know, it's good. So we play a little For the Record, which is a fun little trivia game, and Skip is our host. And Esmeralda will get to sing. The cats are outside. The raccoon from Skyscraper is here. And
he was in Skyscraper?
Oh, yeah, they put him in right after the event.
CGI.
They CGI'd him on top of the Rock's head.
Oh.
So it looked like a
hat?
He had a raccoon hat.
You didn't hear they just announced that the two of them are going to make a Davy Crockett remake?
I heard about that. We'll have to get in line for that one.
Going right now.
That's right. So the cats are ready to go. Esmeralda's going to sing in a little bit, and we answer trivia questions from Skip Skipley. It's called For the Record, and it's an 80s and 90s music trivia game with different categories. And the winner of this will get a bike ride from... Zombie Vincent Price. It's a tandem, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we're introducing zombies in this game?
Sure. Why not?
Wasn't always?
I believe For the Record was live guests because Esmeralda won the Sandy Bullock riding the bus.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll take Zombie Vincent Price.
Zombies were
do the Thriller dance with him
for Music IQ.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we're just
all right. Skip Skipley.
I'm a man who follows the rules.
Right.
I'm a game show host.
All right, you get a bike. That's it. No zombie, Vincent Price.
You'll have to save that for the next Music IQ.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, shall we begin?
We shall begin. We'll begin with the category of the 80s, and you, Nick.
Yeah.
In 1982, "On the Wings of Love" was a breakout song for what artist?
That's not multiple choice.
Peebo Bryson,
okay.
Billy Ocean, Jeffrey Osborne, or Vern Carlstrom.
On the wings of love. What the? It's either Peebo Bryson or Jeffrey Osborne, and I'm going to say Peebo Bryson.
That is incorrect, Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh man, I knew it. All right,
Esmeralda. The category is the 90s. How long did Paula Abdul's hit "Rush, Rush" stay at number one?
Keanu!
Was it 5 weeks, 1 week, 12 weeks, 2 days?
5 weeks.
That is correct.
Wow. You know why? You know why it was a success?
Rush.
Keanu.
Rush. I love that video. He's drinking milk.
That's why it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. What's next?
What was white soul singer Robert Palmer's birth name?
Oh, no.
Was it David Borg, Kevin Wannabu, Rick Gross, or Alan Palmer? Again, your choices are David Borg, Kevin Wannabu, Rick Gross, or Alan Palmer.
I'm going to say B.
That is incorrect. Alan Palmer is the correct answer.
Oh, that's that simple?
That simple, I guess.
You just changed it to Robert?
I like the first one. Was it?
David Borg.
David Borg.
Evidently a member of the Star Trek cast. All right.
Next up, category is You're On Stage, Esmeralda.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Who created the American Music Awards? Was it Dick Bartley, Bruce Springsteen, Kenny Rogers, or Dick Clark?
Dick Clark.
That is correct.
Dick Bartley?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. I got an idea. I'm going to create the American Music Awards.
Seems like a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and then give them all to me.
I heard he played a free show in the Millennium Park the other day.
He did. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah, and then I hung out.
The Beatles reunited. The two living mm-hmm. Beatles were there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They invited me on stage. It was great.
What'd you play?
I played the banjo. It was a new song that they came out with. It was really great.
Tell me about your banjo playing. I did not know this side of you. Could I listen about it in the Margaret Larkin's new Radio Girl podcast?
You know, it's something I keep private. I can play very well.
Yeah.
Just for the Beatles?
Yeah, just that for them.
You're not going to like tour with Steve Martin or anything?
No, no. Okay. You know, I don't want to upstage him.
Oh, right. Okay.
What inspired you to pick up the banjo?
Oh, it was just lying around.
So there. Literally picked it up.
Yeah. And yeah. Yep. And I just knew how to play.
Immediately.
Yeah. That's how I do things.
Woman of many talents.
Mm-hmm.
Categories one hit wonder, Nick.
Yeah.
What was the peak position for Paul Hardcastle's hit 19?
No, 19.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Was it 19, 15, 7, or 1? What was the peak position?
I'm going to say 19.
That is incorrect. Well, 15.
I've got everything wrong. I haven't got one right yet. Wow.
What is this, music IQ?
What's going on? Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Skip.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. Categories Mosh Pit. What band had a live album called Live in the Heart of the City?
It might be Live in the Heart of the City.
Yeah, that too.
It's a live album. Though.
Whitesnake, The Eagles, Metallica, or Journey?
Journey.
That is incorrect. Whitesnake.
They have a song in the Heart of the City.
Oh. Doesn't Journey have something like
the
that?
The lights go down in the city.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's the end of round one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't even get to sing.
Well, that's because you'll be the first one in round
two. Oh, I don't understand any of this.
He's flipping it.
So
keeping you on your toes.
Keeping you on the toes. And he's retiring right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be back, hopefully, and flip.
He's going to go hang out with Vincent Price. Vincent Price got here, and now he's like,
he's
what?
I've got nothing to do now. Skip changed the rules on everything. Skip's following the rules. Now I got to hang out here on Wacker Drive, just standing around. I'm zombie Vincent Price.
I wish I could do a Vincent Price voice. On Wacker Drive.
That's almost as good as your banjo playing.
Wow, was that your Vincent Price? That was your Vincent Price?
Yeah.
It was good.
I thought he walked into the room.
I thought Bill Hader was here. I really did. By the way, Esmeralda has two. I have nothing.
Oh.
You know, I interviewed Victoria Price,
mm-hmm.
Vincent Price's daughter, yes. Last year. She was at Flashback last year. And I told you the story about the Michael Jackson sent over a cardboard cutout. One of the greatest stories ever. And I asked her if she enjoyed Bill Hader's imitation.
Mm-hmm.
Of her dad, and she says, "Love it." I've met Bill Hader several times, and he was nervous when they first met her because he's a huge Vincent Price fan. He's been nervous, and she's like, "No, you do a great version of my dad."
Yeah, so. That sounded more to me that imitation. It sounded like the yes,
the guy that goes yes. Yeah, they do that in The Simpsons every
right.
But that was a real dude.
Yeah, it's from.
He was in he was in Sanford and Son a couple times.
I was going to say I usually hear it in who's great Gracie Allen and
George Burns.
What's the other show?
Burns and Allen?
No, he was cheap.
Oh, Jack Benny.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He has that guy.
Yes.
Yeah. He had him like in every other episode.
Well, anyway, your Vincent Price was stellar.
Thank you.
I'm going to contact Victoria and send her a tape. See if she likes it.
I'm giving Bill Hader a run for his money.
That's exactly right. Hey, he's not on SNL anymore. You can snap right in. You can get right in there.
They need a Vincent Price imitator.
They do. All right. We got weather and we got traffic. Stevie Ray Vaughan closes out Triple Play Thursday for the morning with his version of Hendrix's Little Wing. I don't think there's a bad version of that song because you got, of course, Hendrix. You got Stevie Ray Vaughan. You got Derek and the Dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Sting.
And you got my version on the banjo.
On the banjo. She mm-hmm. does a great version on the banjo. Because, yeah. you know, that song was written for the banjo. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Soon to be Grammy Award winning.
That's oh, right. yeah.
Exactly.
You'll never hear it, though.
So. We're back. And Steve Grzanich will be here at 5 o'clock. And we are playing a little round of the music trivia game, for 80s and 90s music trivia game for the record. And look, Esmeralda, he came back. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Did you meet zombie Vincent
Price?
Because he's hanging out outside.
I did. I thought it was Esmeralda at first, but then...
Because it sounded so much
because of the decaying flesh.
Yeah. we're playing For the Record, and I'm not playing well this morning. I have zero, and Esmeralda has two as we move on to round two. The cats are ready.
Mm.
Cats are crazy. They're going nuts. And Dave's in the sports department right now trying to contain the melee.
Yeah, they get real hostile in there.
Dave is acting as though there are cats everywhere in the sports.
I think
the people on the video feed right now are going, what the hell is going on? All right. What do we got?
The category is the 80s, and yeah. the question is for Esmeralda, but it will be your song,
oh,
Nick.
Oh, no. So do I sing first and then the question?
Yes. Right. So please provide us a line or two from Flock of Seagulls, and I Ran.
Oh, man, I love this song. Let's see. And I ran so far away. And I ran all night and day. And I ran so far away. Couldn't get away.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding.
Was that a banjo I heard?
That was a banjo. Yeah.
That was me.
All right.
That's in the original recording.
When you were two.
Uh-huh. What?
Since you were
two-year-old playing banjo? That's not weird?
You've been a natural since birth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was in the womb playing a banjo.
Mm.
Must have been painful for your mom.
Yeah. Got a little one. A little tiny baby one.
All right.
The question, Esmeralda, what mm-hmm. is a Flock of Seagulls keyboard artist and vocalist Mike Score remembered for other than his vocals? His bizarre blonde hairdo, his cowboy boots, sleeping with his eyes open, or being a former astronaut.
Oh my gosh. That's
all of those are true, by the way.
His bizarre blonde hairdo.
You are correct.
Sleeping with his eyes open. Oh my gosh.
Maybe seagulls sleep with their eyes open. Maybe that's why they put that in there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. And there's nothing bizarre about that hair. It's quite beautiful.
You're going to have that hairdo at Flashback Weekend.
Over the weekend, yeah.
That's your big surprise for
my
Dana.
My big surprise for Dana. Check out my hair, baby. What do you think of me now, toots? That is a question for me now?
The question is for you. The category is the 90, but the song will be Esmeralda's.
Oh, so now Esmeralda gets to sing. All right, everybody, get ready. Cats, raccoons, The Rock.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Ace of Bases. Huh. I saw the sign.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes, and I'm happy now living without you. Oh, I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding.
Good yeah. Lord. Wow.
I saw the sign.
Good Lord. Wow. Wow. I the only thing I know is I saw the sign. That's pretty much the only lyric that I know from that song.
I used to have that tape.
Ace of Base?
Yeah.
So did Dan. So did Dan.
Oh,
huge right. fan of Ace of Base.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, the question.
So I have to answer a question about that damn song now?
Not that song, but the band.
But good. Good. Let's even more less specific.
Ace of Base hails from what country?
Oh, okay.
Canada, Sweden, United States, or South Africa?
It's Sweden.
You are correct. Yeah.
They were called the 90s ABBA.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was two couples.
Guy, girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Real name is a category, Esmeralda. What is Julio Iglesias' birth name? Is it Jose de la Rosa, William Nelson, Guillermo Gatto, or Julio Jose Iglesias de la Cueva?
You know, one of the cats is named Guillermo. That's where that came from, I think.
That's Dave's favorite
cat. Yeah, Guillermo Gatto is in the room with
when they go to Northwestern games, brings the house down.
Brings the house down. He's a wild gato.
I'm gonna go with the last one.
That is correct.
Yes.
Julio José Iglesias de la Cueva.
You know, my cousin dated what was believed to be his illegitimate child.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All mm-hmm. right.
He did not recognize him,
he
though.
He would not recognize him.
I still don't think he does.
Okay. Poor Julio.
I thought you were going Enrique there. I would have
no, been no, lost. Julio.
By the way, you're killing me here. You got five, I got two.
Yeah.
All right. And one of them is because I sang, so I really only got one right. All right.
Categories, you're on stage, Nick.
Uh-huh.
What singer-keyboardist won the 1991 Grammy for Best New Artist? Was it Harry Connick Jr., Mark Cohn, Prince, or Norman Rockwell?
Prince.
Norman Rockwell.
Or Norman Rockwell.
It's Harry Connick Jr.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Who was it?
Mark Cohn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we forgot about him.
Who's that?
Well.
Walk-in in Memphis.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
He's the guy. He got shot in the face.
He did.
Oh, God.
Well, you know why I remember that is because
he got shot in the face.
Yeah, well, because they had to cancel the concert because I had tickets because Suzanne Vega opened for him.
Oh no!
And then he got shot in the face, and I didn't get to see Suzanne Vega.
Oh boy!
All right,
I like that. That's not that he was shot in the face.
Hey, he's fine now. The guy's
oh,
fine.
Is?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's fine.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Still touring.
Good, yeah. good.
What actor, singer, Esmeralda categories one hit wonder? What actor/singer was a star on TV's The Dukes of Hazzard and had a top 20 hit with It's Now or Never? Was it Tom Wopat, Boss Hogg, Denver Pyle, or John Schneider?
What was the first one?
Tom Wopat. You're the guy.
Tom Wopat.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
John Schneider?
John Schneider.
I thought it would be Tom Wopat because Tom Wopat does musical theater.
He does.
So.
Oh.
Wow. All right. What do we got? Is this?
Oh, look at this. This is even though you're going to lose.
Is this the last question?
This is the last question.
Okay. So, Esmeralda, you win.
Yeah.
So, you get a bike.
I get a bike.
Try to. Maybe if Vincent needs a ride somewhere, you can give him one. All right.
At least you'll get a nice question to go out on.
Okay.
What Minneapolis alternative rock band was nicknamed the Mats
or now.
Placemats?
The Replacements.
That is correct. Your other options would have been Husker Du, Soul Asylum, or The Tablecloths.
Soul Asylum.
The Tablecloths. All right. Well, Esmeralda, you beat me soundly, 5-3.
Yes.
And I really only answered one question that I knew.
Mm-hmm. Two.
No, two. Because, okay, where are Ace of Base from? That's hard.
No, three.
No.
Is it three, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I lost.
Oh, well, yeah. You answered two.
I answered two and I sang.
Well, that's answering.
Yeah. I only knew one of them, though. No, I knew Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, we understood. Here's what we discovered, Skip. Esmeralda can do an amazing Vincent Price.
Absolutely. Yeah. And play
and
banjo.
And she plays the banjo.
Yeah.
And sings in an Ace of Base cover band.
That's exactly right. So.
I am an enigma from the hours of 5:30 to 9:30.
Yes. And if you want to know more about this enigma, you should check out the Radio Girl podcast with Esmeralda. It's really lovely. Margaret Larkin interviewed her. It's available now, and it's on her Facebook page as well. All right, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to have some live music, and it'll be Fly Jabs Friday.
I'll bring my banjo.
Yes, exactly. All right, we'll take a break.